Good morning. It's Friday, September 19th, and this is Mamoun Azim with the morning news. Give us a few minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know to be in the know. A tense night unfolded in western Washington after a military helicopter crashed near Joint Base Lewis-McChord late Wednesday. The Army confirmed the incident occurred around 9 p.m. in a rural area west of the base, but has not yet disclosed casualties. Thurston County deputies located what they believe is the crash site near Summit Lake and are working alongside military responders. Authorities said the helicopter had lost contact before going down and that the situation is still developing. Investigators are now assessing wreckage and safety hazards, with officials promising updates once families are notified and facts are verified. Another news. President Trump is escalating his dispute with U.S. broadcasters, saying some networks maybe should lose their licenses. Speaking aboard Air Force One Thursday, he accused outlets of being overwhelmingly negative and praised Nexstar Media for pulling Jimmy Kimmel live after the host's remarks about the killing of conservative influencer Charlie Kirk. FCC Chair Brendan Carr warned broadcasters to find ways to change conduct or face additional work from regulators. Legal experts note the First Amendment limits the FCC's ability to act on political grounds, but the episode highlights growing tensions between the White House, major networks, and the principle of free speech around the world. Violence erupted Thursday at the Allenby Bridge crossing between the West Bank and Jordan, when a Jordanian aid truck driver opened fire and stabbed two Israeli soldiers, killing both. Israel's military said the attacker was neutralized on site. Jordan condemned the assault as a crime and warned it endangers humanitarian deliveries to Gaza, where famine was declared last month. Israeli officials are now urging tighter screening of Jordanian drivers and temporarily halting aid shipments. The incident underscores the growing volatility around Gaza aid routes and the political risks of cross-border relief efforts as the war grinds on. Another news. A British couple detained for nearly 8 months by the Taliban has been released through Qatari mediation. Peter and Barbie Reynolds, aged 80 and 76, had run a training program in Afghanistan for nearly 2 decades, but were arrested in February without public explanation. Their family described harrowing prison conditions and deteriorating health, prompting an international campaign for their freedom. The couple is now flying to Qatar for medical checks before returning to the UK. Their release comes just days after another detainee warned they were literally dying in custody, highlighting ongoing human rights concerns in Taliban-run Afghanistan. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the morning news. Share this with a friend and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.